I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's senators have announced their guests for today's State of the Union address. Senator Johnny Isaacson has invited Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Senator David Perdue is bringing Kai Hartman, the 2018 Boys and Girls Club of Georgia Youth of the Year. Two of Georgia's congressional representatives, John Lewis and Hank Johnson, say they will not be attending the president's speech. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is set to deliver the official response for the Democratic Party. The Atlanta City Council has passed a new ordinance that tightens the guidelines for employee bonuses. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, this comes after former Mayor Kasim Reed gave out roughly $800,000 worth of bonuses to his staff in 2017, that in violation of city law.
According to the ordinance, new guidelines and criteria must be established for the mayor and council members who want to award bonuses to staff. That criteria must be based on an employee's defined benefit to the public. Currently, the ordinance allows each council member and a mayoral representative to set their own criteria for bonuses. The legislation also says no employee may receive a bonus worth more than 10% of their base salary, and that awards can only come from excess money in departmental budgets. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is no longer the busiest airport in America. According to data from the Federal Aviation Administration, that title now belongs to Chicago O'Hare. This is the first time in 4 years Chicago has outranked Atlanta. The FAA data shows O'Hare with more than 903,000 arrivals and departures during 2018. Atlanta's airport was second with more than 895,000 arrivals and departures. Los Angeles, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver rounded out the top five. Augusta Regional Airport officials say they expect to resume outbound and inbound flights late this afternoon. This after a major power outage at 2 a.m. this morning crippled operations. WRDW-TV reported that passengers awaiting outbound flights were transported to Charlotte and Atlanta by bus. A message on the airport's homepage instructed passengers not to come to the airport until further notice. Their Twitter feed advises contacting airlines directly for updated flight information. American Airlines has canceled all of its flights in and out of Augusta for the rest of the day. And Atlanta and NFL officials passed the ball to Miami yesterday following Super Bowl 53. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Mass Exodus Monday played out as expected, with wait lines at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport exceeding an hour. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell offered his praises for the city's hosting.
The week was spectacular, and we were just thrilled with the week and just truly grateful for your Southern hospitality.
Now that it's over, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was full of thanks.
We're grateful that you chose Atlanta, and we are grateful that it will not be here next year. Thank you.
Super Bowl 54 will be in South Beach, marking the 11th time Miami has been selected as a host. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Washington Wizards last night 137-128. Thursday, Atlanta hosts the Toronto Raptors at State Farm Arena. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.